Brought to you by Ladybird.
Key words with Peter and Jane. 8B. So many things to do. Based on the original Key Words with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by Shari Last. Illustrated by Flora Aragni. Based on characters and design by Gustavo Massali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 1964, 2023. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2023.
We have so many things to do today, said Mum.
Jane walked down the stairs.
I have my swimming clothes, she said.
And I have my football clothes,
Peter said.
Do you have your red football trainers, Peter?
Mum asked. Peter grabbed his red football trainers and they all walked out of the door.
How many things are we doing today?
Asked Jane.
So many,
said Mum.
First, we are going to the swimming pool. Next is your football game. After that, you are going to Amber's party.
Yes,
said Peter.
It's Amber's birthday party today. The party is in her garden.
The swimming pool was very big. Peter and Jane had their swimming classes with many other children. Mum sat down next to the pool and looked at the children. Jane swam up and down the pool. She was a very quick swimmer. Peter splashed about in the pool.
Mum!
Peter said.
I am having fun in the big pool.
Next to the big pool was a round baby pool. There was a baby swimming with his mum in this pool. Peter and Jane looked at the baby. He was playing with baby toys in the pool.
There are no baby toys in the big pool,
said Peter.
That's because we're older now,
said Jane.
You're not a baby.
After swimming in the pool, the children put on their red football clothes because it was time for a football match at the park. Peter and Jane lived near the park, so Dad met them at the football pitches.
I am on time for the match today,
he said. Dad had Tess with him. Jane played football on the green pitch and Peter played football on the red pitch. Jane kicked the football round a player from the other team and goal!
You are really good, Jane,
said Dad.
This is your best football match yet.
It's because we play football in the garden every day,
Jane said. Peter was running round the red football pitch. He kicked the ball away from many of the children on the other team. Peter had not kicked the ball in the goal before. But today, when he saw the goal, he kicked the football very hard and... goal!
Go, Peter!
Yelled Mum. After the football match, Jane asked,
Can we eat now?
Yes, can we?
Asked Peter.
We have a surprise for you,
said Dad.
We are going to have lunch in a cafe because of your good goals in your football matches today.
Thanks,
said the children.
Are we going to the one next door to the clothes shop?
Asked Peter.
We are,
said Mum. The cafe had three free chairs near the door.
I will find one more chair,
said Dad. When Dad pulled up a chair, they all sat down and picked their meals. First, Peter and Jane had fish and chips to eat. Next, they had fruit.
This has been the best surprise,
said Jane.
Yes,
said Peter.
I like surprises.
We have Amber's birthday party next,
said Dad.
Amber's party is starting soon,
said Peter.
We must get home now.
You must find fresh clothes and clean up,
said Mum.
You can't go to the party in your football clothes.
At home, Peter said,
I'll find the birthday gifts for Amber.
I'll draw her a birthday picture,
said Jane.
I will draw a big six.
The picture said, You are 6 years old today.
I am 6 years old now, like Amber,
said Peter.
I will be 1 year older on my next birthday. I want to be on time for Amber's party,
said Peter.
We will be. Amber lives next door, Peter,
said Mum.
Is it a surprise party? Like Granny's was?
Jane asked Mum.
No,
said Mum.
It's not a surprise party today.
Peter and Jane walked round to Will, Amber and Maya's house. They had been to many birthday parties there before. When they saw Amber at the door, Peter and Jane yelled,
"It's your birthday!"
The birthday party was set up in Amber's garden. Peter and Jane looked at the many things to eat.
"First, here is your birthday gift from me, Amber,"
said Peter.
"And next, here is your birthday gift from me,"
said Jane. Maya looked at Jane's birthday picture for Amber.
"I like it,"
said Maya. Amber's birthday party was fun. The children played party games and worked on birthday pictures.
"When is it time for the birthday buns, Mum?"
asked Maya.
"First, we must sing a birthday song,"
said Maya's mum, Cass. After playing party games, the children had something to eat. The older children helped the little children.
"Will gave me a bun first because it's my birthday,"
Amber said to Peter.
"Jane gave Maya a bun next because she is little,"
said Peter.
"She is 3 years old. We are 3 years older than her now."
They all sat in the garden eating birthday buns. Next, Peter and Amber played with the rabbits.
"Rabbits don't like birthday buns,"
Amber said.
"But birds do,"
said Peter.
"That baby bird is finding little bits of bun to eat."
The baby bird hopped round next to them. But before long, Amber's cat surprised the bird. The garden was getting very hot because of the sun.
"You can splash your feet in the pool if you like,"
said Cass.
"The pool! The pool!"
said the children. Amber's dad, Tim, said,
"Put your feet in, but don't get your clothes wet."
When it was time to go home, Cass and Tim gave every child a surprise gift.
"If you put your hand in the bag, you can find your surprise gift,"
said Tim. Peter pulled out a book about football. Jane pulled out a set of 3 pens for drawing.
"Thank you, Amber,"
said Peter.
"This was a fun party."
Before Peter and Jane hopped into bed, they worked on pictures of their day. Jane's drawing was of the swimming pool. There was a round baby pool
next to the big pool.
The baby pool has toys in the water,
said Jane. Peter's drawing was of the birthday party.
I can see the round birthday buns,
Jane said.
They look good.
I like your drawing of the baby bird,
said Mum.
On my next birthday, can I have a surprise birthday party in our garden?
Asked Peter.
It's not a surprise party if you ask for it, Peter,
said Dad. Now, Dad was drawing a picture.
It's a drawing of you playing football today,
he said.
That was the best football you've played all year. You surprised me with how good you are.
I can't wait to play football in the garden again, Dad,
said Jane. Mum had one more surprise for Peter and Jane before the end of the day.
Because you are both so good at football now,
she said,
we are going to let you stay up to see a big football match before bed.
Wow, Mum!
Yelled Peter.
Thank you,
said Jane. The children put on their clothes for bed and sat down next to Mum and Dad for the big football match. They saw the football players run round the pitch many times.
Goal!
Yelled Jane. She and her brother jumped up and down. Today had been a good day for Peter and Jane.